And shows what inspired Jesus to say, I am the good shepherd, or I am the gate, like Dave read for us a little bit ago. This is a story that comes before those famous I am statements, and this is how he got the reputation he did. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, this fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them. So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost. Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Barry. I am not one of the pastors here. And if you read the paper this week, I'm not the guest preacher. I'm not a guest, and I'm definitely not a preacher. A survey of U.S. adults reveals that 1 in 5 loses or misplaces personal belongings every week. What are the most lost items? Any idea? Keys? Cell phones, eyeglasses. Number one is, I didn't hear anybody say this, TV remotes. Number two, cell phones. 3, keys. 4, glasses. And 5, purses or wallets. We lose things every day. Americans lose an average of over $5,000 in a lifetime. Of those surveyed, 28% say they search for less than a week before accepting the item is gone forever. There's even an app now that you can put on your phone. It helps you find things you misplace. You put a little adapter on whatever the valuable item is, such as your keys, and if you lose them, the app with your phone helps you find it. Just don't lose your phone with the app on it. Now, that's just things that we lose or misplace. How about when what is lost is a person? The United States Coast Guard performs an average of 48 search and rescues per day, or over 17,000 in a year. National Park Services conduct an average of 7 search and rescues per day, or over 2,600 in a year. Things get lost, and we search for them. People get lost, and we search for them. In today's scripture, we hear 2 parables from Jesus about the lost. What could God be telling us in these stories? Before we look at each of these stories, will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to be together, to worship you. Guide us and encourage us by the words you provide. Amen. The 2 stories Sarah read for us today are referred to as the lost parables. From the scripture, we join Jesus surrounded by tax collectors and sinners. They've gathered to hear what this man has to say. On the outskirts of this crowd are the Pharisees and teachers listening as well. The Pharisees and teachers were not happy with who Jesus befriended. They muttered about him welcoming sinners. And upon hearing this, Jesus then told these parables. And he asked, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one. Does he leave the 99 and look for the one? It makes me want to ask, How did the sheep get lost? Did it even know it was lost? It could be that the sheep had its head down, nibbling at grass, moved on to the next patch of grass, and the next, and then suddenly it looks up and it's lost from the flock. You know, that's us. We don't intend to stray. We can miss one Sunday. We can miss one day not reading in our Bible. We can decide not to pray one time. And suddenly, it feels like we're lost from God. What helps you stay close to the flock from not wandering off and getting lost? When have you felt separated from God? I know that I wander off sometimes. I speak a harsh word. I think the wrong thing. Then I realize I've strayed from God. Now notice what the shepherd does in this story. Out of the 100, he sees that one is lost. And he leaves the 99 and goes in search of the one lost sheep. Now we don't know how he got lost. And we don't know how long or how far the shepherd had to search for his lost sheep. We do know that he searched for the lost one in the wilderness, a place that the sheep was defenseless and in danger, a place that he had to search far and wide for. And he searched for as long as it took to find this sheep. The U.S. Coast Guard uses software to determine someone's odds of survival when they're lost, in this case, lost at sea. The software is called the Cold Exposure Survivability Model. You plug in various factors: water temperature, air temperature, the person's height, weight, garments worn, and how long the person had disappeared, what time the person disappeared, and access to flotation devices. And then the program determines their chances of survival. In general, someone floating in 50-degree water can only survive 4 hours. In 65-degree water, they can survive up to 7. And if the water temperature is above 70, they can survive for days. That is, if they don't die of thirst or exposure first. And to ensure a successful search, the Coast Guard uses complex search methods to cover as much area as possible. For example, planes might zigzag across a rectangular area. And to search underwater, a diver will often trace a spiral around a single buoy. In general, the wider the search and the more times the pilots and the divers cover the area, the greater the chance of detection. Mission coordinators evaluate the thoroughness of a search before instructing rescuers to give up. I'm sure that before calling off the search and notifying family and friends, the Coast Guard will exhaust all possible search scenarios. Their mission is to rescue, and they do not want to fail. I'm sure the shepherd didn't have access to something this complicated. I doubt he calculated the odds of his sheep surviving, or even how long he should search. He just used his shepherd's sense in knowing where to search. He set out in search of the lost sheep. And how long did he search? He searched until he found his lost sheep. And once found, he brings him home and calls his friends and neighbors and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep." It's the same with the woman and her lost coin. A woman had lost one of her 10 coins. How did she lose the coin? Did she misplace it? We don't know, but we do know she searches for the lost coin. She sets aside all her other work and diligently searches. She looks everywhere. She moves the furniture. She sweeps the floor. She gets out a lamp and looks in dark places. And how long does she search? She searches until she finds it. And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." And how about the story of the prodigal son who went out, squandered his inheritance, and came home ashamed? When he was still a long way off, the father saw him and ran to him, gave him the best robe, a ring and sandals, and threw him a party. He rejoices over his son who was lost and is now found. You know, what I find interesting about this story is the father. How did the father see his son even while the son was far off? I believe he spent each day looking for the return of his son. And how long was he going to look? Until his son came home. How are we lost? For some of us, we're lost from God at a particularly low time in our life. Maybe it was due to a tragedy, the loss of a loved one, a diagnosis of cancer, a broken marriage, or even an addiction. And sometimes that being lost isn't quite as dramatic. For me, that time was right before I met my wife, Sheila. Now, I admit, I didn't realize I was lost. I attended church, but not regularly. When we were married, I started attending church, but that was just it, attending. And even though I didn't know I was lost, God did. He came searching for me. He placed those in my life that would help lead me. With encouragement from Sheila, I started attending Sunday school. And that led me to filling in to teach one Sunday, and then that turned into teaching full time. Others at church led me to serving on committees, assisting in worship and other services. I started reading my Bible daily. Now, all of this occurred over many years. This wasn't just a great big revelation for me, but a slow process. And during this time, God was always there. He was searching for me, guiding me. He never gave up on me. Bishop Will Willimon once gave a sermon in which he asked, "What is the most important word in Scripture? Is it love, mercy, grace, faith, salvation, or forgiveness?" No. He said the most important word in Scripture is the word "until." The shepherd relentlessly searched until at last he found the lost sheep. The woman did not give up until she found that missing coin. The father kept watching and waiting until his son came home. So maybe as we read these parables, we shouldn't dwell on the word "lost." We can focus on the word "until." Even if we spend a lot of time lost, our God will search for us until he finds us. He won't call off the search. He won't consult a formula for our survival. He will search high and low, in fields and wilderness. He will get out a lamp and look in the darkness. He will watch the horizon every day. We may give up searching when we lose something, but our God never gives up. Our God searches until. Amen. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, you are the shepherd that searches for his lost sheep, the woman looking for her lost coin, the father watching the horizon for his lost son. You look for us in the dark places. You look for us in the wilderness. Your eyes are always looking at the horizon for our return. You never call off the search. You never give up on us when we are lost. Thank you for being our God who searches until. Amen.